Hello again. Thanks for coming back. This is Reverend Lindsay again with part two of our stay-at-home worship podcast for May 10th, 2020, the fifth Sunday of Easter. I want to begin by telling you some stories, and spoiler alert, they all have happy endings. There are stories about lost sheep. They're also about faithful shepherds. And about trusting sheep. Okay, so one day, decades ago now, I was looking after my two little godchildren, Duncan and his big sister, Little Lindsay. We were in a park at a playground, remember that? I was pushing Lindsay on the swings, and I turned to tell Dunk it'd be his turn soon, and I couldn't see him anywhere. I started screaming, "Dunk! Duncan! Duncan!" To be continued. So there's a famous story in my family about the time my dad took my two little brothers on a road trip to California. Visiting Yosemite, they made a pit stop and then climbed back into the car and took off. My dad driving and Andrew chattering away a mile a minute in the front seat. At one point he said, "Right, Tony?" Seeking confirmation from his 9-year-old brother. "Right, Tony?" Silence from the back seat. "Tony!" Next thing you know, my dad's done a U-ey on that narrow mountain road and is hightailing it back to the rest stop from whence they'd come. Years later, that same lost and subsequently found boy, all grown up, would put his two little English daughters into a cab at Kennedy Airport, step away to grab another suitcase, and turn back to see the taxi driving away, followed in a nanosecond by my brother sprinting after the cab and screaming, "Stop!" Little lambs get lost, and shepherds can lose their minds. Today we've heard perhaps our most familiar psalm, Psalm 23. I've read it at Christian funerals and chanted it in Hebrew at Jewish funerals. Even people who aren't Christian or Jewish or religious at all know this one. As the King James Version goes, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." That phrase, "thou art with me," is smack dab in the center of the psalm, and it's right at the center of our faith, too. For followers of Christ, it's like a one-line summary of the gospel. God is with us. That's what we believe, or that's what we say we believe. What sometimes maybe we long to believe. So all those years ago, when I lost Duncan in the park and started yelling his name as a million horrible scenarios ran through my head, I felt a tug at my pants leg and looked down to see tiny little Dunk smiling up at me. "I'm here, Big Lindsay," he assured me. "I'm here." When my dad made it back to that California rest stop, he saw Tony sitting calmly by the side of the road. When my father burst out of the car full of apologies and bear hugs, Tony said, "It's okay. I knew you'd come back for me." When the taxi that the grown-up Tony was chasing stopped and Tony yanked open the back door, he realized it wasn't the taxi his daughters were in. So he turned on his heels and raced back to where he'd started, ignored the cab drivers, "Where the freak did you go, man?" and gathered his girls in his arms. "Tony," they asked calmly, they call him Tony, "why did you run away from us?" "I don't know, I got confused, I'm so sorry, I love you so much," he said, hugging them close. Maxie just giggled. Stephanie, who at age 5 was very proper, said, "We know you love us. Now quit kissing me." These stories, with their happy endings, are maybe about clueless adults, but they're also about trusting children. Lose me in a park? Leave me by the side of the road in the wilderness? Run screaming away from me in an airport? Well, grown-ups do strange things. But it's okay. I knew you'd come back. I knew you'd find me. I know you'll always come looking for me. And I'll be right here waiting when you do. That's trust. Okay, it's not a perfect analogy. God doesn't drive off without us, or run screaming away from us, or simply lose sight of us. Though I think God might grow anxious at the thought of losing us. And we do get lost. We do feel left behind. We wander off, our attention caught by some bright, shiny object or other. Sometimes, with the best intentions, the most faithful obedience, we tread confidently the path we think God has set us on, and still find ourselves in deep, dark woods, surrounded by fearsome enemies, maybe people, but I think more often things like money or job stress, illness, injustice, death, despair, this damn coronavirus and all it's brought with it. Murky shadows loom large, and we ache for rest and refreshment and the joy of a celebratory communal meal, even the comfort of a shepherd's staff to prod us back into line. We long for the sound of beloved footsteps running after us. So we reaffirm the ancient words, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Still, if Duncan didn't already know how much his godmother loved him, if the youngest of my siblings hadn't known in his heart his parents' care for him would never fail, if Steph and Max hadn't been sure that no matter how weird their dad's actions might seem, how absent he might momentarily appear, he would always come running after them. If those kids hadn't been certain they were loved, they wouldn't have felt such utter trust. I hope you can remember, even if you can't feel it right now, those times when you knew God was with you, or when you felt God come after you when you were lost. For some of us, Psalm 23 is like part of our DNA. But there are some who can't sing this song because they haven't learned that trust, haven't felt that love, or have forgotten it. All the more reason for us to sing this song of trust and love, and not just at funerals. All the more reason to sing it not just for ourselves, but for others. All the more reason to, like the psalmist, sing of the times God has provided for us. God has found us, prodded us back into line, and led us safely home. All the more reason to sing of God's love in green pastures, by still waters, and in the darkest valleys. My sister and brother sheep, surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your lives, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.